Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Los Angeles Police Department chief is reporting his detectives are investigating whether a recording last year that captured city council members' racist remarks was made illegally. The council president, Nuri Martinez, resigned in disgrace while two other council members refused to step down. As President Biden's open border policy has created a crisis at the southern border, a warning for parents this Halloween. Check every piece of candy in your kid's bag this year. Fentanyl can kill, and the massive amount of the drug making its way into America has never been greater. Yakima, Washington coroner Jim Curtis on Fox News says fentanyl is of great concern in his area.
We sent it in to be analyzed. They'll come back with fentanyl made by a press and then smuggled into the United States. I'm told through the southern border, same routes the traditional methamphetamine and heroin's been coming into our area.
The Dr. Oz, John Fetterman Senate debate took place last night in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz.
What we have to do is ensure that we don't have increased inflation, and the best way to do that is reduce gas prices. John Fetterman has gone after the energy industry, called it a stain on Pennsylvania.
John Fetterman.
He has never met an oil company that he doesn't swipe right about.
A 20-year-old Pennsylvania National Guard member, Specialist Mackenzie Shea of Newcastle, died October 22nd. In a crash involving two military vehicles at Fort Indiantown Gap in Lebanon County. Three other soldiers involved in the accident were treated for their injuries at Hershey Medical Center and have since been released. A study of nearly 2,000 children by the National Institutes of Health found that kids that played video games for at least 3 hours per day or more performed better on cognitive skill tests involving impulse control and working memory compared to children who had never played video games. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
The gunman who killed a student and a teacher at a South St. Louis high school before police killed him on Monday left behind a handwritten note about being a loner with no social life. Interim St. Louis Police Chief Michael Sack.
He wrote, quote, "I don't have any friends. I don't have any family. I've never had a girlfriend. I've never had a social life. This was the perfect storm for a mass shooter."
President Biden's report card is Tuesday, November 8th. The midterm elections will determine if the country is headed in the right direction or if changes are needed. Tim Berg takes a quick look at the midterms.
The pivotal midterm elections are underway, with Republicans eyeing the chance of retaking Congress as Democrats try to maintain their majorities. According to the latest Fox News power rankings, many gubernatorial races are forecast to lean red. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds shares his thoughts about the GOP message and the upcoming governor's races, while speaking on Fox News.
It's that people are tired of what's happened to kids in schools. They are sick of the crime in their cities. The inflation brought by Joe Biden and congressional Democrats, the Democrats have been horrific. And the economy's got to get back on track, not to mention border security. It's the same message across the country. That's why Republicans are looking so strong when it comes back to taking back governor's mansions across the country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, and thank you for joining in and being part of the solution. Bill Martinez with you. Happy hump day. It is Wednesday all across America. I am Bill Martinez. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, joins us now. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Boy, the buzz after last night's debate, wow. I feel for John Fetterman, you know, just as a fellow human being. And it, again, it's the same feeling, a sense of compassion that I have for Joe Biden, is why are the people who are, if there's any level of responsibility in putting Joe Biden, putting Fetterman in positions like this, you just go, wow, I mean, is the Democratic Party that messed up that they don't consider the humanity of an individual to put him in this kind of situation?
Yeah, it's obvious that John Fetterman is struggling, recovering from a stroke. And, you know, one of the things that is kind of strange about it is because he's recovering from a stroke, people talk about that. They don't talk about the fact that he rarely showed up to work as lieutenant governor of the state. He rarely showed up to work as the mayor of the small town that he was mayor of prior to that. Don't talk about the fact he wants to shut down from hydraulic fracturing and has had that on his record for years and years, calling it a state.
Although he said he's always been for fracking. Boy, right. What a mess that was.
That's the thing. It's a, when somebody has clear cognitive challenges based on a stroke or something else, how accountable can you hold them for things they say under those circumstances? So it's a,
exactly.
You know, so it's a little bit of a challenge in that regard. So you have to take a look at what the guy, you know, what the guy did before the stroke. And the fact is, he's as far left as anyone. He would fit in the Bernie Sanders wing of the Senate, and he is doesn't represent the values of the state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, in that he opposes the very one of the things that are key to the entire revitalization of Western Pennsylvania, and it's really difficult to reconcile that position with him being in the U.S. Senate. So, and when you're lieutenant governor, nobody focuses on the lieutenant governor. You can have all sorts of wacky views. But now he's going to be for 6 years, you know, that's what what would happen. It's almost it's inconceivable to me that he would win in the general election.
Just even on policies, Rick, and like you said, you're going to end up giving him a lot of latitude because of the mental condition, trying to recover from a stroke. And even though his doctor says, hey, you're okay, you're fit for duty, it makes you wonder, you know, about questioning that doctor's, you know, just from a general perception.
Fit for duty, I want to talk about his crime, what he believes in crime, because it's insane. But, you know, when he's having a conversation with real people and real situations, you know what he's not going to be able to have? Closed captioning. And, you know, this isn't a, and so he's either going to have to adapt rapidly to learning, sign language but this isn't a deaf situation. This is a being able, his brain being able to translate.
This is a cognitive situation. Yeah, his synapses are not firing, clearly.
And once again, it's sad. And and that's what people saw. But if you're in politics in real life, you have to actually be able to respond to people's questions. You have to, you know, the Senate's a debating society. It just doesn't jive. But, you know, focusing on things he believes, he's actually stated that he believes that one third of the first degree murder conviction should be
population. Yeah, right.
I mean, he literally believes in emptying the prisons and not, you know, of, you know, people who smoked a joint one time 20 years ago. He wants to empty the prisons of people who committed murder. I mean, we're not talking, you know, oops. These are people who are dangerous to society. And before his stroke, that was his position. And so at a time when we have a crime wave, you know, do you really, you know, people in Pennsylvania need to ask themselves, do they really want somebody in the Senate who believes that the answer to crime is to let all the criminals out and to decriminalize all drugs, not just marijuana, all drugs, and including fentanyl, and just basically have a party until everybody dies? I can't imagine. And those are the things that people don't hear because they're busy focusing on his condition rather than what he believes.
Yeah.
And what he believes is what's scary.
Is the paradigm so set in Pennsylvania that if your name is preceded by the letter D, that's an automatic vote for you? I mean, let's not even talk about policies. Let's not even be educated to figure out what they can do, you know, good or bad, you know, for you and your family. I mean, the numbers, you know, over 40%, 40 as high as 47%, you know, support Fetterman. It's like, whoa, you know, does Pennsylvania need therapy here, Rick, with all due respect?
Well, we'll see what happens on election day. But, the fact is, Oz is hardly a hard right candidate here. He is, he's a guy who brings his own baggage, but he's at least able to communicate. And he's a little bit of an unknown commodity in a lot of ways, and his political views haven't been tested. And quite honestly, in the primary, I wouldn't have voted for him. But when you get down to it, you know, the people are going to sit there and they're going to make a choice. And no, I don't believe Pennsylvania is far gone. In fact, I think Pennsylvania is a state that, with some intelligent work, could go more into become more like Ohio, which has become significantly more Republican than like New Jersey. And even if you look at New Jersey almost elected a Republican governor last year with no campaign. So New Jersey is, you know, so being like New Jersey wouldn't elect Fetterman. So I think Pennsylvania is going to show their stripes and will elect Oz.
Of course, we'll be able to, of course, see real numbers. The other thing that came out loud and clear is having a debate a couple of weeks away from election night, only one debate, and and also having early voting underway. So you have people that voted that didn't see this debate. And as you said, that aren't even aware of the policies and the difference between, Oz and Fetterman. It's just a personality contest. Stay tuned. We've got more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, was recently shaken by a suicide bomber who injured over 20 people and killed at least 4. The timing of this terrible attack coincides with the start of the Tide Race to Share the Gospel, a challenge that takes participants on a virtual 13-mile prayer circuit through the streets of Kabul. This terrible tragedy highlights the urgency of sharing the gospel, and we're grateful that race participants will be praying for these specific people at this precise location. We praise God for His divine guidance months ago, when even though we had no idea what would happen days before the race kickoff, He did. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Rick Manning with the Americans for Limited Government. He is said El Jefe, El Jefecino, the president of Americans for Limited Government. And we're just talking.
Tito.
And no, no. No. El jefe. That's it. Hey, just want to make sure, you know, that we got you right in step here with all the things that matter in our country. But anyway, so we were talking, you know, about what happened in Pennsylvania, you know, the situation. I think some of the takeaways is that I believe the debate should be held before you have early voting, because this all contributes. But Rick and I were talking off air. The Democrats, this is a clear strategy, because the Democrats don't have a whole lot to talk about. They kind of hope that Roe v. Wade would carry the day for them. And, of course, it's not mattering. You know, it isn't passing the so what test, because they're really dealing with the true substance of what this decision by the Supreme Court is all about. They want to lead you to believe with some faux polling that, you know, a majority of Americans are for Roe v. Wade. Well, they're for certain aspects of abortion, which are, which you got 1% that involve less than 1% of the abortions, which is in the case of a rape, a mother's life at risk, incest, that sort of unique situation that only represents less than 1% of the abortions, Rick. But the Democrats, they know how to grab a piece of the minority soundbite and make that seem like that's the majority problem. And it really isn't. Whether we're talking about poverty, abortion, just go right on down the line. This is their strategy. So, clearly you understand why they don't want to get into a debate. Because just like with Dr. Oz and Fetterman, even Hochul and Zeldin in New York and Whitmer and in Michigan, it's when you're talking policies, I mean, it's a clear binary choice here, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And one of the interesting things we talk about abortion, but one thing I think is I'm really kind of sick of the left trying to say that they support abortion for the health of the mother and the like. That's complete garbage. The left is opposed, consistently opposed, basic health standards on abortion clinics. How can you tell me that you support, you're worried about the health of the mother when you've actively lobbied against basically cleanliness standards for abortion clinics? Basic things that if you have a cold and you go see a doctor, they have to adhere to, and yet you're having this invasive medical practice, like it or not, whether you agree with it from a moral perspective or not, the fact of the matter is legal. The Democrats have fought tooth and nail against protecting the health of the mother, because they were willing to have them go through abortions in places where the instruments aren't clean, the floors are dirty, it's not a place where you or I would go to get a flu shot, let alone have an invasive procedure. So
nail salons are more regulated than abortion clinics.
And so when these guys try to pull this nonsense, it's, when we sit there and we silently let them talk the point, we talk the moral point, I agree with talking the moral point, but we can't let them get away with this lie, because they allowed a system to exist which allowed a Cosno to operate in Philadelphia with no breaks whatsoever. That is inexcusable. It's a violence against women, and for anybody to try to pretend otherwise is flat out lying, and it irritates the heck out of me. But in terms of the issue itself, they thought they were gonna dominate based on the issue, and they had this little problem. Women kept going to the grocery store and checking themselves out so they had to see what everything actually cost, and and all these women are going to the grocery store and said, wait a second, this is crazy. And ultimately, being able to feed their family became much more important than everything else. Women 30 to 45 who have kids in school, say they're experiencing what's happening with curricula in schools, the fact that the teachers have, for 2 years, have basically fought against their kids going back to school, and they find their kids way behind. And it's cognitive problems that it's really hard to recover from. So we've got so they see the failure of the school system and the teachers who they depended on, the teachers unions who they used to vote for. So there's a lot of women paid attention to what's being done to them, what's been done to their kids. And when you talk about an esoteric issue for 99% of them about abortion, they say, you know, the problem I have is my kids aren't getting educated, and I've got a teacher's union that's at war with my children, and I'm not going to put up with that.
Right. Well, so much of what you're laying out here is experiential. This is why the people aren't listening to the Democrats anymore, because they have heard the lie long enough. I mean, 49 years worth of experience, and they see what the damage of abortion has done. And all that you talked about in terms of the damage to women and now men as well, they're realizing, oh, my God, this wasn't just some excess skin they were lied to. They were lied to by the medical professionals, by our legal system. I mean, it is beyond tragic what they have done. The institutions of our country have been greatly injured and compromised, Rick. If we can't get control of these institutions and let people have trust in them once again, the damage that Dr. Fauci, Big Pharma, and all these special interests have done to this country is... It's horrific. It's beyond horrific. And they do not deserve our trust anymore. This is why a government up for by we the people must regain its standing.
It has to become a government of consent of the governed, as opposed to a government that governs and compels consent. And that's what the Biden administration is. It's a government that's attempting to compel consent through restrictions on free speech, through, quite honestly, you speak up and say, I don't like my child being abused. I protect my kid who's being attacked outside of an abortion clinic. And suddenly you get 11 FBI agents breaking down your door at 6 a.m. I mean, those are the kind of things that people look at and they say, this is nuts. We have to stand up against it. But to tell you how bad the polling is for the Democrats right now, Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, who most people thought was going to have a walk-away kind of election, is now publicly lying about how long she actually shut down based on...
Shut down the school. Exactly.
Shut down the school.
Amazing.
She's having to
lie
about it. As if the people of Michigan who experienced it, she can suddenly just roll back history and say, no, that didn't happen. It's astonishing. Mm-hmm. It's astonishing.
Exactly.
The damage these guys could wreak on our kids, on our society, and then afterwards think they can lie their way out of it, and people won't remember. Mm-hmm. Well, people remember.
Well, the thing is, Rick, think about this. Let's just go with her 3-month, you know, pretend number that the schools were closed. Well, if that's the case, assuming, you know, we'll just go along with it. Look at the damage that was done to the kids in Michigan for 3 months. I mean, that's quite the indictment against education and against this whole cabal that's been going on, doesn't it?
That's the whole fall semester. Okay, you want to put 3 months in perspective? That's the fall semester. And you want to sit there and say, oh, well, we only shut it down for 3 months longer than anybody else did. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is the people in Michigan had to fight tooth and nail to get the schools back open against her. And
yes, exactly.
And everybody remembers her, you know, how she didn't have to follow the shutdown rules. Her husband was going on vacation and doing all this stuff while they told everybody else they had to stay at home and hide in their basements. So, you know, the people are sitting there and now they're being asked, do you want to vote for the people who did this to you? Do you want to vote for your jailer? And some have Stockholm syndrome and will vote for their jailers. But
yes.
I hope Americans are still free enough that they'll say, no, I'm not going to vote for my jailer. I'm going to vote for people who want me to allow me to be free.
You're exactly right.
And try to be able to make sense of what's going on and make a situation where my kids have a chance to recover from the abuses they've suffered over the last 2 years.
And lest we forget, this is all brought to you by Joe Biden, the Democrats that have done this. You must remember their name. You can say their name, remember the damage that they've done to this country and to your children, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick. Take care. God bless.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Dr. Oz, John Fetterman Senate debate took place last night in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz
has gone after the energy industry, called it a stain on Pennsylvania.
John Fetterman.
He has never met an oil company that he doesn't swipe right about.
As President Biden's open border policy has created a crisis at the southern border, a warning for parents this Halloween. Check every piece of candy in your kid's bag this year. Fentanyl can kill, and the massive amounts of the drug making its way across the border has never been greater. Yakima, Washington Coroner Jim Curtis.
We sent it in to be analyzed. They'll come back with fentanyl that made it by a press and then smuggled into the United States, I'm told, through the southern border, same routes the traditional methamphetamine and heroin's been coming into our area.
Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Before the top of the hour, Jenny Beth Martin is with us now. She is the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, executive producer of the Innovation Race documentary. Hey, Jenny Beth, good morning. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Always good. Enjoying time here. And we got to talk about crime. No doubt about it. The increasing crime, especially in these Democratic strongholds across our country. But yet it is a topic they want to stay away from as much as inflation and try to come up with some other excuse to soften the reality of what their policies have done to the American people, Jenny Beth.
It is exactly right, Bill. We're seeing crime increase in major cities around this country. Some of it in broad daylight, in convenience stores, in drug stores, where normally we have felt like we can walk inside and pick up our medicine, and be able to do that without having to worry about being attacked or the place being robbed while we are in there. And now crime issues happening more and more, and it is largely because of the Democrat policies from these major cities. They are not treating people who are criminals the way that they should be treated, nor are they, they're allowing, and in addition to that, they are allowing them to get out on bail or no bail. And it just seems like you can get away with violent crime right now, so more people are engaging in it.
Exactly. Well, the system definitely is failing. And we're not even talking about the additional impact that crime will will go through as a result of all the illegal immigrants that are coming into a city near you. And we're starting to see that this is exacerbating the problem. Well, if you can't handle the problem right now, and now you're bringing over 2 million immigrants into the country illegally that you don't know if they're, you know, friend or foe, but based on actions, there's enough damage that they have caused that they've managed, you know, as you and I talked about, they've managed to kill an American citizen in every state of the union. And that is before, you know, the borders were opened up to the degree that they are now, Jenny Beth.
That is exactly right. And the more it stands to reason, and people understand this, the more that you allow crime to happen and people to get away with breaking the law, the more people will attempt to break the law. It doesn't take a rocket science to figure this out, a rocket scientist to figure this out. So when you have the border wide open and you're allowing people to break the law to enter the country, they tend to think that the other laws like DUI laws and other types of laws don't actually apply to them. And then you have citizens who think, well, if these people can get away with it when they're entering the country, then I should be able to get away with it. And pretty soon,
of course,
you wind up in this lawless situation, or the situation where we just have more and more crime like we are seeing in New York and Philadelphia and San Francisco and Seattle and other major cities around the country.
And, of course, the Democrats have led the charge to defund police. And so this grand experiment for the last 2.5 years, what has it proved to us?
I think what it proves to us is that we can't have movements like this to defund the police and think that there will not be severe consequences on our society. The police help maintain law and order. And when you treat them disrespectfully, they're not going to do their job, or there are going to be fewer people who step up to actually want to be the police and the law enforcement in the country. And we're seeing the effects of that. It is so obvious and so clear to many of us. We knew this was going to happen, but now we
exactly.
need to elect people in this election who will respect police, will respect law enforcement, who aren't going to be recommending that you donate money to raise bail money to bail people out who have committed violent crimes, and that we treat the law with the kind of respect that it deserves and go back to a lawful society.
As you say, Jenny Beth, this is really common sense. I mean, we abandoned common sense 2.5 years ago, and it's like now we're trying to scramble to, to recover from this. But unfortunately, there is that established cabal and the deep staters that are doing everything. They're very fine with this. They love this idea of no bail and crime running rampant in our streets for whatever reason. And, there probably isn't enough time to, you know, to really understand, but we just have to be able to see it for what it's worth. And as you say, this is a common sense issue. You know, you take the police off the street, well, what's going to happen? I mean, there's a plus minus relationship between crime and police. You have police there to protect you from crime to begin with. You take them away, you open the door for more crime. I mean, like you said, this isn't rocket science, science type stuff. This is just common sense. And we have to take note of those, you know, and particularly mostly in the Democratic Party that supported such, you know, stupid policies. I mean, there really are stupid policies because we should know better.
They are stupid policies. And, Bill, I think that you and I both would agree that if you've got a rogue police officer who is abusing his power or harming the people he's supposed to be protecting or violating their constitutional rights during an arrest, those police officers, those rogue ones, must be held accountable.
Exactly.
They are to follow the law just like everyone else, and they have to do that when they're in the middle of law enforcement. But you can't say, well, we had a few rogue police officers, so therefore we must defund the police all across the country and think that we're not going to have consequences from it.
And exactly.
It is time that we elect people who understand and put America first, put public safety first, and put law and order first.
Yeah, it's interesting. We probably have had more damage in this country by comparison done by our federal institutions like the CIA and the FBI, frankly. But nobody's talking about defunding them. It's kind of interesting what things are allowed in the midst of this debate when we talk about, I'm open to having, I'm not afraid of having the debate, you know, whether you want to call it about defunding or reforming, however it is, if we can make it better and we can sit down and reason together to find a better way to, you know, fight against crime, I'm for that. But there's, you know, we've had 246 years of crime fighting in this country. There's a lot of great history here. And now, do we have to reinvent the wheel somehow?
Yes, that is exactly right. You are exactly right. And over the 246 years, it has improved when it needs to improve. When there have been problems, we've addressed those problems. And that's what you do. You address the problems and you address the troublemakers, but you don't change the whole entire society because of a few troublemakers. You just simply, that is punishing everyone for the crimes of a few and the bad behavior of a few. And that is wrong. And we have to get away from doing that. We have to hold people individually accountable. You're individually responsible for your own actions. And we have to have a lawful society.
Yeah. This is the American way, isn't it?
It is the American way, and perhaps some people don't like individual responsibility. There are times in my own life where I wish I didn't have to be individually responsible, but we do. We have to, and we've got to get back to that.
Because the bottom line is we know that when we are, it is better. Ultimately, it's better for ourselves. Yes, it may be a pain. It may be inconvenient and bothersome, but it's better for us and it's better for our neighbor. And this is what brings us together, this movement for, you know, like you and I talked about the last time. It isn't about a political party. It's again, the American idea that we must unify around and come together over, right?
That is exactly right. And when we can look at those things that bring us together, we're going to be stronger as a country.
Well, I believe that after it's all said and done, we may be thankful for things like COVID, certainly thankful for the opposition that has taken us down a theoretical rabbit hole and at a grave expense. You know, life, resources, you know, our treasure, it has all been invested into this theory, and I think there's a lot to benefit from it and to be redeemed from it. Otherwise, it's just a waste, and that's sad, Jenny Beth, to think that people died in vain for behalf of this, for this great American idea and where we are today. Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
You know, we're talking about the increase in crime that is quite obvious and bothersome for the Democrats because it's their policies that have exacerbated the problem all the more. And that's real clear in these debates as you see them, in these recent weeks in discussing this. The Democrats have no argument. And that's why, as Rick Manning was pointing out, the Democrats have done everything they can. They've kind of resorted to the bunker type campaign strategy of one Joe Biden. You know, if they're not out there mixing up with the people or going one-on-one with their opponent, then they can hide from their disastrous policies and the damage that they've done. But it's hard to hide because, everyday people, they got to go to the grocery store. We got to go to the gas tanks, and we see that it is all brought to you and sponsored by the Democratic Party in this World Economic Forum that wants us into a globalist one-world government. Chris Chmielewski joins us now. He's the Numbers USA Vice President. Chris, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, talking about crime, and I brought up the point with Jenny Beth, this is crime where it sits right now. But as you have been consistently reporting and counting the increasing numbers of illegals coming in that we know of, this is probably a fair to Midland type estimate. So at least, 2.4 million plus have come in illegally. How many of those are coming in and will do damage and commit crimes in this country because they are associated with the cartels? As we know, probably the majority of those that are coming across are sponsored, by the coyotes, by the cartels, and they're here not to promote the American idea, but to promote the cartels' idea, right?
Right, yeah. And you'll so often hear you'll so often hear that, only a small portion of the people coming across the border illegally, are a threat to public safety or security. We now know with the end of the year figures 100 individuals on the FBI's terror watch list were apprehended trying to cross the border illegally. But still, when you talk about the numbers that you're at for annually for the last fiscal year, which ended on September 30th, even if only 1% of them, even if half of 1% were to be considered dangerous and pose a threat to national security and or public safety, you're still talking about 10,000 people that are now roaming the streets here in America. So I think it's going to absolutely have an impact on our current already high crime rates that we're seeing across the nation. And you know, we've talked about it before. The Biden administration doesn't seem to really care. Unfortunately, you know, they continue to promote sanctuary cities and they don't want to cooperate with ICE. Not that ICE has the ability to remove anybody, because they've been pretty much handcuffed by the Biden administration and told not to arrest or remove people. But, you know, the philosophy in some of these big cities, San Francisco, New York, and other places, you know, their philosophy is, you know, unless you've murdered somebody and you're in the country illegally, we're not going to hold you. We're going to release you back out on the streets on bail. And
exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you got 2 million, mm-hmm. when you don't have control to the border, it's going to create more issues than you already have.
Well, plus, you know, keep in mind, the FBI has not been real good with numbers lately, right?
Yeah.
And so when I hear this number that there's 100 FBI terror watch list suspects, I wonder, well, how valid is that number? I mean, is this another one of those finger in the air estimates that they've, you know, come up with? Or is this, you know, I mean, it seems like everything that has to do with the border, I mean, they're really not vetting these people. You know, they can't. I mean, they can't put them through a process. They don't know, like I said, just with the basic understanding. Look, okay, you're going to be a guest of the country. I mean, it's like, imagine somebody, you say, okay, I'm going to allow you to be a guest in my home. I'm going to feed you breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You get to participate, be around my family and everything like that. And I am not going to for a moment consider that you're a gangbanger, or that you've been known to rape young children, that this is all, I mean, there's not going to be any scrutiny. I'm just going to let you come in and sit you down at my dinner table and associate with my family. You would do that? I mean, common sense would say you're nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, those 100 people that were identified, we've talked about this before. Those are the ones that have been apprehended. We don't know about the gotaways, which is, you know, probably another, at least we know that it's at least a couple hundred thousand, if not more than that. We should have an official figure coming out at some point. And even an official figure is still an unofficial figure because it's still gotaways, but they have a pretty good idea because of cameras and sensors and things like that. And the cartels, they're smart. You know, they're smuggling human beings into the United States, trying to get them here illegally, and they send people right into the arms of Border Patrol. They're pretty smart about the ones that they're sending into the arms of Border Patrol. They're not sending the dangerous folks into the arms of Border Patrol. They're sending the families and the kids into the arms of Border Patrol to occupy Border Patrol's time, leave another sector of the border vacant, so then they can send in the dangerous people. And there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of discussion about that. But, you know, the people that were apprehended is dominating the news. But that number alone is just so huge and monumentous the gotaways just kind of becomes an afterthought.
Yeah, you're exactly right here, Chris. And I don't know how much worse it has to get. And maybe it's just the realization, you know, like the defiance of gravity. That finally you get you get hurt enough, you get bruised enough, that you finally think, wait a minute, I'm doing something wrong here. I need to course correct. And this argument that the Democrats or even the politicians in large would say is that, oh, we need immigration reform. Well, you know, we've been saying that for decades. You know, right now, just, you know, close the darn border, shut it down. You know, let's finish the wall. Let's get a hold on this thing, And then we'll go ahead and scrutinize, you know, these people who, you know, are supposed to have their day in court and hear, have their case heard. And let's be, you know, a lot more proactive about it so that, you know, we're not sitting here adding another 3 million people who are illegal into the mix here. And how many of those, you know, we don't even have a determination, an estimate of the 3 million or so, 2.7 million. You know, like you said, that number is big because you got people that have come across and they, I mean, they're illegal to begin with. Now they're really illegal. You know, they're super illegal because there's no documentation for them. And so you bring them to court and then somehow, you know, they get these liberal attorneys that fight their case for them. And they're allowed to stay when they broke the law twice. You know, and of that, it's like, okay, even for that consideration, I'd stop and say, okay, what is the migrant rationale here? What is where were they under threat? Exactly what was going on, and why did they not, according to international law, proceed to the country nearest them, as opposed to just coming straight to America? Pass go, don't collect $200, come straight to America, and you know, partake in our resources and break the law. You know, I'm not hearing any discussion whatsoever that there's consideration of any kind of process on this so that, you know, we make sure that, look, if they need to be here, and they were certainly, you know, under threat of death because of their countries and what they were, you know, whatever political pressure and what have you was going to. I think maybe Donald Trump might have that argument. He said, look, I'm being politically persecuted. Maybe I should go to Mexico. Maybe Maduro would let me in there or something, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, but still, you get my point here. And I don't think we know that.
Right. Yeah. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot. You know, you mentioned the only solution that Democrats are willing to throw out there. Well, we need comprehensive immigration reform. You know, and I'll actually give the Obama administration a sliver of credit here. When Obama took office in 2008, he wanted to pass comprehensive immigration reform, but he knew he was going to have to prove to the American people that he was willing to enforce our immigration laws. So they did do a little bit of interior enforcement. They did a lot of border enforcement. Most of their border enforcement consisted of turning people around at the border and sending them back into Mexico, though. And they counted those as deportations, so it earned him the moniker, the chief deporter.
Deporter-in-chief, yeah.
But whatever, at least they were worried about the appearance of it. The Biden administration isn't even worried about the appearance of it. But, you know, it's looking more and more like it's absolutely going to cost them the House. It's starting to look like it's going to cost them the Senate as well. I mean, there's a number of other issues, but this is just one of them. And thankfully, we have heard some good things from House leadership that, you know, they're looking at those asylum loopholes that you mentioned, some of these other loopholes that exist within the law. And it's more than just simply building a wall along the border. You do need some administrative changes, including closing up some of these loopholes that exist that the Biden administration is just driving huge back trucks right through.
Exactly. Well, you've got to want to do something about it. You've got to be committed. That's the main point. By the way, I misspoke in my haste here. I said Maduro. Of course, I meant Obrador. Obrador is the president of Mexico. But this is the spirit of is what's missing here, and why people are so confused in border agents. I mean, who wants that job right now? They put their lives on the line. You know.
Yeah.
And with all the mixed messages that they have to tolerate, this is unbelievable. Talk about having a thankless job. Chris Chmielewski, he's the Numbers USA Vice President. Chris, as always, we appreciate you keeping us all up to date on what's going on everything that has to do with our southern border. Take care, buddy.
Thanks.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated?